Well, look, they're going to have a lot of decisions to make. You know, the first one's going to be, you know, how much would you be willing to mortgage in terms of draft picks to go up to potentially get a quarterback in Marcus Mariota? I know there's some school of thought, just take one every year until you get it, until you get it right. But I just don't feel – I like Marcus. I think if I was Tennessee and you had an opportunity, you had to take him, you take him. But, man, if I'm Cleveland, I don't know if I'm parting with multiple first-round picks and as well as something else to go up there and make that move for somebody that's – it's not an easy transition. It's going to take some time.
Well, if you keep 12 and 19, I think you get big-time options at wide receiver at 12. I think you'll still have options at 19 if you want to go big with a defensive tackle. If you want to reverse that, let's say a Danny Shelton or someone still sitting there and go at 12, I think you still got options at 19 at receiver. So I think if you concentrate on those two positions, you really can't go wrong.
But I think, you know, when you have 10 picks and you're in a situation like Cleveland, I think what you have to do is you got to take the best player and the most difference-making player that's available at the time. That I don't know if there's one position, you know. I mean, I like what they have in the secondary, you know, but I don't know if there's one position where you just can chalk up and go, well, the best players out there, we don't need to take him at this position. I mean, you can look across the board, you know. I mean, get a tight end because of what you've lost. You know, wide receiver, definitely use help there. You know, running back, you know, we could definitely go there. Quarterback, you can go that route again. You know, defensively, you're continuing to try to build and get pass rusher or another solid linebacker. And, you know, and you can never have too many corners in this. You know, so I think that's the luxury with a lot of picks and being in a situation where you need a lot of things. Now you can simply go, hey, who is the guy that we believe can be a difference maker at this point in the draft? And you can go get him.
I think the good thing about the Browns is I think that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have a pretty good plan. And when they draft you, they're going to expect that, well, even if you're a fifth-round pick, there's a plan. Are you an edge rusher? Are you a situational pass rusher? Are you a nickel? Are you a third guard that plays in the rotation? So I think they have a plan in mind for everybody they take, and I think it's an exciting young – I really believe they're going to be an exciting young team.